From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison, working in my home studio. As we prepare for America's birthday on July 4th, the French aristocrat, the Marquis de Lafayette, is one of the connections between the American Revolution of 1775 and what is now Alabama. Revolutionary War hero General Lafayette, who fought alongside George Washington, returned to America almost 50 years later and visited Alabama. Joining us by Skype is scholar Larry Krumenacher of Opelika, author of 9 Days Traveling, Lafayette's 1825 Alabama Tour, Today's Historical Road Trip. The author tracked down exactly where Lafayette went. Larry Krumenacher of Opelika, thank you so much for joining us by Skype.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
You have researched this general's exact route. What did you find?
This was actually the only time he'd been to Alabama proper. But he came to the United States on a grand tour to help bind the states together 50 years after the Revolution. And while he was wintering over in Washington, D.C., he got an invitation from our governor, Israel Pickens, to come visit this new state west of the Appalachians, where he had never been. He had never been on the other side of the mountains. And he thought, hey, while I'm at it, why don't I go visit the other new 11 states since the colonies had become a nation? Great idea. So we became that first state west of the Appalachians that he could visit. It was interesting to figure out where he went. There really isn't a lot of documentation to know where he was. Up north, there's all these cities. They have diarists, they have journalists, there's newspapers, there's lots of coverage. But down here, we weren't that built up yet. So there were only 4 firsthand accounts of his trip into Alabama to get information about where he went and who he saw and what places he stopped at, what he did. And that made it a much more interesting challenge to find where it would be.
Professor Krumenacher, you actually went to the original location of Lucas Tavern. Where was it?
Lucas Tavern is about 2 miles west of Vine Creek, which is the border between Montgomery County and Macon County, inside Montgomery County. And it is off US 80. There is a historical marker on US 80 pointing out at the end of this long dirt driveway that's gated. It's private property currently, where people have been using it for doing some agricultural and digging for soils and such. It's not open to the public. The marker has a mistake on it. It says that Lucas's Tavern was a special place back in the early days of the region. It had a famous visitor of the Marquis de Lafayette and so on, but it gives the wrong location. It's not 2,800 feet north. It's only 1,200 feet north. So it's been erroneous for all these years. But I had permission of the current owner to go into it with him, and he showed me at the end of the dirt road, which you can see that far from the gate, to the left of that end of that road was the spot where the tavern was, and that would have been where the federal road at that point would have crossed that dirt road as well. And when you stand there, there's no evidence for it whatsoever. Of course, it's all moved.
Now, how was he traveling? What was his mode of transportation?
He was traveling on a carriage. It was called a cabriolet, a horse-drawn carriage, with just his son and his manservant and a whole lot of escorts. Through the Creek Nation prior to this, he had Creek Indians escorting him. He had local militia. Some of those would travel with him that far. Politicians came with him as well. So there was a small entourage at that point of maybe 50 people, all horseback.
When he got to Montgomery, you have actually tracked down what he did in the days that he spent in Montgomery, and you have established a walking tour. What are some of the highlights?
To get there, he had to go from Lucas's Tavern, and there's several possible routes he did. More likely, he ended up taking a route that paralleled today's US 80. And then crossed over and took at what is today Atlanta Highway. Atlanta didn't start until another 11 years later, so it had a different name, Mount Meigs Road at that point, and took that all the way into town. And tiny little fragment left at Adams Road, and then took a little jog to the northwest where the capital now is. Only it was called Goat Hill. We were not the state capital. And it was a place where people would bring their goats for the day because it's, you know, the biggest hill in town. They would let the goats feed for the day. They would bend to that, that is today the corner of Monroe and Union. And there's a little plaque there. It's one of only two plaques in town talking about Lafayette at the right place. And it's on the Folsom Building. He was met there by a delegation of people welcoming him to town. They took him up the hill where there were two tents, and they had some speeches, and they had some food for him, and the local politicos and some of the citizens of town would meet him and shake his hand and so on. Now, it was a Sunday, so at that point, they said, we cannot have any work done, we cannot have any real big celebrations. So the governor took him in his carriage down from Goat Hill, down what is today Dexter Avenue, then Market Street, all the way down past the fountain, which was then not a fountain, but the court of the United City of Montgomery, which had been two cities before that, and took him to John Edmondson's boarding house, one of the boarding houses in town, certainly the biggest one. John Edmondson was one of the 13 founders of Montgomery, and his boarding house is on the first block of Commerce after the fountain, where Lafayette spent the night, the only night of his 9 days in Alabama, where he got to sleep in a bed instead of rustically or on a boat. And he spent the day just simply talking with politicos, with local people, with former comrades of his who fought in the Revolutionary War 50 years ago, came into town to see him, and spent the night there after going to the courthouse after dropping off his baggage. They had a church session. There were no churches in town yet, so all the churches shared the courthouse to do their ceremonies, and then they went back to John Edmondson's house for the rest of the day. The next day, spent pretty much the whole day doing the same thing. At the end of the day, they went down to Freeney's Tavern, which is at the corner of Commerce and Tallapoosa, now where the Renaissance Hotel is. And Lafayette had his great ball, this festival, met other people, and then, about 10 o'clock that night, he made his farewells, left Freeney's Tavern, went half a block down the street on the right as we're heading towards the river to John Gindrad's house. Now, you may not know who John Gindrad was. He was also one of the founders. So he spent an hour there freshening up and then walked downhill, roughly following the tunnel area, which didn't exist at that time, to his boat, or one of three boats, that took him and his whole party downriver to visit the rest of the state: Selma, Cahaba, Claiborne, Mobile, and Mobile Point, and then left the state.
Larry, you have made this come alive from 1825, and I know that he died 9 years later in 1834. So this is quite a story, and I want to thank you for joining us to tell the story. But I want the listeners to know that they can travel this route, and your book tells them how to do that. Thank you for your time today and for this intriguing story from your book.
Thank you very much for asking.
Joining us by Skype was scholar Lawrence Krummenacher, author of the book 9 Days Traveling, Lafayette's 1825 Alabama Tour, Today's Historical Road Trip. The author is scheduled to speak at Bellengrath Gardens in Mobile on July 8th and at the Museum of East Alabama in Opelika on July 18th. More information about the book can be found at the website, hermograph.com. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is Troy Public Radio.